This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we had Dr. Steve Pachanek, who was head of psychological operations for the State Department and then ran major CIA operations, a lot of famous operations, on the show. And he was saying on David Knight's program that, oh, this is a false flag, you know, event. And I don't censor what our guests say, but I knew they were going to try to ban us online, saying that's bullying. When you have a government that's been known to stage things or let terrorists attack or let crazies attack and stand down. And then the students started saying there was a stand down, there were multiple shooters, and then CNN said, oh, ban that, and then misrepresented what we said. And now all these teachers and other witnesses are coming out saying the same thing. On like Good Morning America, but they like cut the interviews and then they pull them down. I mean, we might have to. I don't have a big enough crew, but we need to send investigative reporters there to really get with all these students and really, you know, sit there and have our own town hall and not sit there and just vet that they are students and then just line them up and see. Some will be pro gun, some will be anti gun, but look like. Every student we've been able to randomly talk to said, oh, yeah, there were multiple shooters. Everybody said it, and they saw him, and, you know, Cruz was with people while the shooting was going on, and then people didn't know why they said it was him. And then I have the local newscast saying it, and I've got witnesses saying it, and then CNN misrepresents what I'm saying to get YouTube to remove it. And now InfoWars has been hacked and attacked, specifically trying to bring that down today. We were able to get the site back up. Black students, Hispanic students, white students, all articulate. Saying the exact same, and now teachers saying similar things. I don't know what's going on. So Pachanek was coming on about other issues, but he wants to get into it, and he's there in Florida. And I know he's got a lot of sources. And I remember Pachanek came on right after 9/11, and he said, no, it was a stand down, criminal illness, the government did it. It's actually a plan to allow the Islamists to expand. And that sounded crazy then, but you've seen it happen. And now it's in the 28 pages. It's all there. But it's just like, man, we've got some real criminals embedded in government. And that doesn't mean Trump's involved. It doesn't mean the average cop's involved or average federal agent. It means the criminals are there. And when we go, man, there's only four kids we're hearing from instead of 3,000 or the other 2,900 and whatever. The media just flips, the controlled media. And now Hogg, every day, is on like dozens. I see dozens of clips, and he walks out, and you can tell when somebody's doing a script. Or has been coached. And maybe he just, he's in the acting class and stuff. Maybe he just is an actor when he has his own thoughts, and he's just getting them together. But they're exact Democratic Party talking points. But I have a right to say that. He appears to be coached. He's a young adult. He's a senior. That's what they're saying. You can't even question him, even though he's a major public figure. David Hogg decrees, I will not allow Parkland Sheriff to be blamed for stand down. Wow, he decrees now. We're not just going to have to turn our guns in. He decrees. Man, he's like Jesus, Buddha, and everybody else wrapped into one, isn't he? Let's go to that clip.
I don't want to go back to school until our legislators, at least in Florida, pass one bill, just one bill, where either they raise the gun law, the age that you can buy any gun in the state to 21, or they have a universal background check system in Florida, or literally anything. Because at this point, why should I have to work if my elected officials won't work to save my life and everybody around me?
David, your family, the community, are you starting to hear a rising concern? concern about how the Broward sheriffs operated, staying outside while the shooting was going on.
See, I'm glad you bring that up, and it definitely is a raising concern that the fact that they didn't go in, but that also brings up two things. One, how can we expect our teachers to step in and take action if trained security guards that are part of the sheriff's department
just keep standing down and keep speaking AR-15s.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars.com studios.
Have you ever wondered how you'd see a corporate takeover of America and how you'd see free speech phased out? You're seeing it right now. They're purging gun shops, major catalogs, the NRA saying you can't have credit cards, you can't have banking with us. But if you don't bake a gay couple their wedding cake, you have to pay $500,000. Well, this is going to be adjudicated through all the courts, and they're going to lose. But see, the globalists are planning on a full overthrow. They're planning on overturning the last election, saying it was Russian run. And then having Homeland Security come in, Democrat-controlled, and we'll never have a new election again that's real. We'll be like Venezuela. So, you can see it. They get young Politico, anti-gun group seniors to go out and just decree to everybody that we're not going back to school till not one child ever dies again from gunshots. And everyone out there is guilty for every young person that's killed. Except for all the Mexicans killed by Fast and Furious, and except for all the people killed by the Islamic State and all the globalist-funded Arab Springs. None of that counts. Or Brian Williams saying he shot down in helicopters, or Hillary lying, or all the carnage the globalists fund. No, 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 no. Just the 17 they focus on and then blame us for. It's asinine. There's a maxim in authoritarianism where you blame the neighbors of people or the peers for what someone commits. And so if somebody fought back in Poland or in Russia or in Czechoslovakia or in France and shot a German soldier, of a citizen dead, they would kill that person and their whole family. If someone shot a member of the SS, they would normally round up much of the town, put him in a big church, that's their favorite, and burn it to the ground. Just look it up. And if you, when they killed, I forget his German name, but his name was the Blonde Beast, the deputy head of the SS. Heydrich Heinler? I forget. Look up the Blonde Beast's name. I'm having a, I still have a better memory than this. Einhard Heydrich, yes. They killed a couple thousand people in the town for that. Because he was like the deputy of the Gestapo. The vice of it under Heinrich Himmler. Yeah, there he is. And was it in Russia or was it in Poland he got shot through the neck while driving through the town? Let's look up his death. Let's see if my memory. I didn't read about him since I was about 15. Let's see if my memory from Order of the Death says accurate in the other books I read. So, that's how all this works. Just scroll down in Wikipedia to his death, and it'll say which country it was. I remember the death, and they killed a couple thousand. And that's how this works. Oh, 17 teenagers got killed in a gun-free zone. The sheriff's department stood down, and the FBI ignored all the warnings. But that's okay. Let's just blame gun owners. There it is. He was critically wounded in an ambush in Prague, okay, see, by a British Special Operations executive-trained team of Czech and Slovak soldiers who'd been sent to Czechoslovakian government in exile to kill him in Operation Anthropod. And then if you go reading through it, see, my memory's right. He was driving in the open Mercedes, got shot at the neck, and they killed a bunch of people in the town. But that's just a basic boil down. So, again, what I'm getting at here is this is what they do. And, oh, we're going to ban thousands of major YouTube sites, some of them with hundreds of millions, that are pro-veteran, that just show shooting clubs. And we're going to ban junior 4-H shooting clubs. That's what they're banning. It's just flooding in. Just they're banning everything, basically. And CNN's lobbying to ban us. And it goes on and on and on. This is their big assault. This is their big counteroffensive. And billboards saying kill the NRA. And this is what they're doing. And you've got CNN boss Jeff Zucker calls on regulars to probe Google and Facebook. Yes, yes, for allowing fake news. See how they spin it. We want them to probe fake news. And they go, Jones is fake news. It's like Google goes, yes, CNN, you're God. But that's how they change it from censorship to, hey, you're in trouble for not censoring. And, of course, Zucker's out now at CNN, but it's still going on autopilot with his spiritual son over there, Anderson Cooper and all the rest of it. So I wanted to get Steve Pachinik to pop back in today, and then I got Roger Stone come on and talk about this because he lives in Broward County. Because I can see a full escalation of violence and tension and boycotts and a crescendo, which the left admits is meant to lead to violent revolution and the overthrow of the president. And I had always warned, they were trying to train the military and the police for a leftist takeover, and that was now admitted. That came out in documents just this year that Obama wanted to cause race war, to cause civil war. You can look that up. And it was George Soros' son captaining that. But the police didn't go along, the military didn't go along, it didn't happen. So now, instead, they're trying to just destabilize things so bad to get big mass movements of civil unrest going that I guess Trump just gets in line with them, which he's partially doing to a bit. And, guys, did you get the transcript of Trump's speech today? And then can I have that transcript? Thanks. So let's get Pachinik's quick take on this, because I'm not intimidated by their censorship. I want to briefly explain this. I hosted both sides of the debate on Sandy Hook, and I couldn't 100% say that nobody died, even though the school had been closed, then they bulldozed it, they had porta-potties there in 2 hours, no emergency choppers, videos of kids going in circles in and out of the building, the same kids. Nancy Grace is there. Even The Daily Show did jokes about this, but didn't point out it was Sandy Hook, with her saying she's interviewing somebody by satellite, and it's the same cars going in circles in a roundabout, and later admitted she was in a parking lot somewhere, interviewing the person face-to-face. So CNN's famous for faking stuff. So we have a right, back to the Gulf War, babies out of incubators, all of it, to talk about it. But I pulled back on Sandy Hook because I couldn't say 100%. They took that as weakness and made their whole Democratic Party strategy about saying, Jones says no one dies, you know, get rid of him, he's evil, shut him down. Now they're projecting that onto Donald Trump Jr., Ted Nugent, myself, everybody else, and I was very careful so they couldn't say that. They still went and deleted my videos with eyewitnesses and multiple shooters and the sheriff department stand down. Broke here the day after. Now confirmed. Then they misrepresent what I put out and do that. But Pachinik, I mean, you used to be involved in overthrowing governments. You can see the buildup. This is a 21st century version. They admit it's supposed to lead to this. I think Trump and everybody else has a responsibility still not ready. The reason I've been waiting to go to him is the Skype's having problems. What do we do about this? Because they're not going to stop. And I guess the point I was going to make to Pachinik is maybe he's right that this is a total false flag. And by false flag, you could let the guy, you know, do it, knowing he's going to do it. That's a false flag. That's a type. Or it's totally staged. This guy was a patsy. You know, and of course, real kids got killed, but you had other shooters inside. I'm not saying that. They're going to edit that. I'm saying it doesn't add up. They are lying. And they're trying to block videos that show eyewitnesses on local news and that we interviewed that have been proven to be accurate and that there was a standout. So I can tell you, they're planning something big. They want to bully everybody. They want to keep pushing. Soros has put in tens of billions of dollars into this. He's just put, you know, a couple hundred million in a year. He has put everything he's reportedly got in because he wants to mount America's head of the wall and have a total authoritarian takeover, because he just wet his, you know, whistle on rounding up all those Jews and getting all that money and bragging about it on 60 Minutes that he wasn't ashamed of it, just like the sheriff isn't ashamed of the stand down and says people are really safe and he's the best guy ever and he's wonderful and he's fantastic and everything else. So we're going to go to break and see if we got Pachenik to pop in. If not, just get him on phone. There's not many problems with the Skype. That's kind of the default for 3 minutes of Skype problem. We just go to phone. But c'est la vie. Show is life. We'll go to break and come back. Please remember, they did hack attack and bring us down for about an hour today. It's ongoing. They're just CNN saying ban Alex Jones, take him off the internet. It's here. So spread the article, spread the video, support the local affiliates, please. And I appreciate your support and buy products. Commit. It's great products you need anyways and great specials. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. You are what holds us up as a standard against this tyranny. You're the reason we're here. You are the InfoWar, and I thank you and I salute you for your support. But it's now more critical than ever. Stay with us.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
There is a concerted effort to demonize not just the Second Amendment, but anyone who is defending it, and to then lie about them and have them deplatformed. This is the Chinese communist model that Paul Watson wrote about 4 years ago that is now all over the news, where it's called a Chinese social media score, where it ties into your job, your work, your snail mail, your social networks. And if you spout pro-communist Chinese rhetoric, bots watch you through an algorithm, humans also fine-tune it, and then you get a higher score. If you criticize in any way or aren't enthusiastic even about companies, you name it, it goes down. If you criticize the government anyway, you're banned from electronic commerce, and in a digital society, that's like putting somebody in a concentration camp. Coming to America, China introduces credit score for obedient citizens. 2015. And he wrote about it the year before as well, but that's one of the second articles. Now, I went on to say this is the plan, because I read what Silicon Valley says. I track them. There's a story here that is so massive that when I read this last night, I couldn't believe it. And then I saw it in Reuters today, kind of a whitewash. But I read what Apple actually stated. And again, this ties into everything. See, I have an issue. I tend to give you how we first told you about it, and then what they say it's going to do. Instead of doing what mainstream media does, they lie, but they just tell you what they want you to take away from it. I like to get you into my mind so you can understand the whole history of it. But let me just tell you what it is. Apple and other tech giants are putting the communist Chinese government in charge of the iCloud and is moving the store iCloud keys, which means your digital ID, your digital number, your digital internet ID to China, raising human rights fears. And you read this, and even Reuters admits the government of China runs that and uses it for control, has the internet ID over their social network score system. They just mentioned they use it in social networks for social control. They don't give you, you know, because they're Reuters, so smart, the whole backstory. So the headline is, Apple is merging with the communist Chinese government. Let me stop right there. Let me take a step further. That's why I am agonized, because I can't handle it anymore. See, it just gave me a huge headache, because all the connections just happened. Do you remember what happened a month ago, or 5 weeks ago, to be precise? China said, we're lowering our taxes to zero for select global corporations that agree to be state monitored, that means controlled, by the People's Liberation Army by the People's Politburo. And now, 5 weeks later, Apple, that has the worst subcontracted factories with suicide nets and stairwells around the buildings, forced abortion, 18-hour workdays, trying to replace humans with robots, they fully are giving the keys to the kingdom. It's like an Elysium when they hack into the whole, you know, computer cove of the deal. And he goes, he's got the keys to the kingdom. They're really doing it. Hollywood's being taken over. The major telecoms, I don't even know if Trump and his people even know how to deal with this themselves, because they're all 50, 60, 70-year-old, and they've got smart analysts telling them what's going on, but it's not getting up through the ranks. I don't even know if these guys can even understand this themselves. Because if they did, there would be paramilitary SWAT teams would be arresting. So there would be five divisions of the U.S. Army and Marines would be in Silicon Valley right now, taking it all over and lining people up against the wall and putting them in handcuffs. I mean, it's a total Chinese communist takeover. You know what? I might just shut the show down and leave. If everybody wants this, then just damn well have it. I'm serious. God almighty. And all the weird leftists and CNN and Hollywood, they all love it. They got mobile execution vans, dozens of them in every city, and sell Christian and Buddhist people's organs for just being Christian or Buddhist. What have you people signed on to? The CFR told us the Chinese century was coming. They told us it couldn't be stopped. America was done. And Hillary was supposed to get in. She's on the Chinese payroll. They just made it. It's like, oh, the president of China now doesn't have term limits. He's appointed by the Central Committee and the Politburo. He's appointed by the Communist ruling party. They're just making him a dictator like Mao. A dictator. They haven't had one since Mao. A dictator over the Politburo. God almighty. We have a full-on dictator in China that doesn't have his fingers in every pie and every cake and every... No. It's them. It's them. And they're going to use Muslims to overrun and destabilize Europe. And the deal's already been made. And we're just signing the whole country over. And all these Hollywood scum and all the so-called comics are up there. And just like I told you about the AI and the human-animal chimeras and how they worshiped an AI god, now you're hearing everything I told you word for word. It'll be down the road long after I'm gone, when we're under Chinese communist control, and they'll say, that son of a bitch said the Chinese were bad and they were going to take over. And they are good. We follow their orders. You understand? It won't even be he warned us. It'll be he warned us and he's a traitor. And school kids will be taught to hate me and hate you and hate Donald Trump. God almighty. Because they look at 1.5 billion of them. And that they'll do anything. The globalists merge with China because they're bloodthirsty, and they've killed 50 million little girls. That's very feminist, isn't it? They come by your house. Some people hide the little girls till they're about a year old. They take them, and then they go, oh, we got rich people need them, and they keep the little girls alive till they take their organs. But that's okay. One-year-old girls deserve it. It's so liberal. Yep. Turn me into the woodpecker anytime. I'm not going to quit, but I'm just telling you, if people don't wake up and reject this, we deserve what we get, and I'm going to go further. Listen to me carefully. A lot of the left knows this and actually wants to see. Well, that's what the weathermen said they were going to bring in China, and they're actually doing it. Think of the boldness of this. President Trump has to move against them all. If he doesn't, we're all dead. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I cannot believe what I'm about to say, but it's totally admitted. You remember about 5 weeks ago when the Chinese government said, oh, we're going to lower our tax to zero, our corporate tax, because Trump went to 15 to match us? But you've got to become state-run in China. Apple just announced, and even Reuters says it's dangerous and crazy. Apple moves to store iCloud keys in China, raising human rights fears. They won't even give the code keys to the FBI in the San Bernardino shooting, but they will give it to the Chinese government where they have their slave factories based. that are famous with the suicide nets, the forced abortion, and all of it. And Reuters and everybody spins it like, oh, it's a human rights concern that they'll use it to target people, the Chinese government. It's an internet ID. The Chinese communist system has been chosen for internet takeover. It's called the Chinese social score, where it ties into your bank account, everything you do. China owns the majority of our debt. China has bought up the majority of Hollywood, of Disney. They've got a large piece of News Corp. And no wonder News Corp came out last week and joined with the Wall Street Journal they own and the Google and said they're going to start censoring us. And now, since CNN openly called for InfoWars to be shut down last week, we were hacked today. They kicked our live streams off YouTube. They're lying about what we've really said and done. They are lying about Ted Nugent, lying about Donald Trump, lying about everybody. We have reached a new level. They are trying. They have banks banning major gun shops doing business. They're saying that the NRA won't be allowed to have credit cards and won't be able to operate in banks. That's what Hitler did to the Jews, was took them out of banking and took them out of commerce. This is ultra illegal. This is a trillion times worse than not baking a gay couple's cake, which I said, bake their cake. People have a right to commerce and, you know, come in and say, hey, clean my clothes or whatever. Now, if you violate their rules or whatever, that's fine. But this isn't a free internet where they're just kicking off who they want. These are major utilities advised by China and advised by CNN and told to take us down as part of a takeover. And there's a giant purge against everybody. Major discrimination. This is massive. And CNN's so arrogant, they admit it. And there's next-level deception going on. I'm sick of the whole Russia thing. It's designed to gobble up all the debate from all the stuff they're doing and make us defend ourselves. But Washington Post has said, oh, Roger Stone, the Russians gave him the documents. No proof. They just made it up. They said, well, we're just speculating. Then the media runs with its truth. I mean, if I told you the other stuff I know they're doing behind the scenes, and I'm not at liberty to do it right now, I'm just telling you, pray for InfoWars, pray for President Trump, pray for the country, yourself, and everybody else. Because let me tell you something. I've read a lot of history books, and I've just studied a lot of stuff, and let me tell you something. I can see how they're incrementally turning up the heat so we don't respond. They go, we're going to have violent overthrow of Trump, full-page ads in the New York Times, and then articles saying, Jones made that up. There's no full-page ad in the New York Times. And people on YouTube were like, oh, maybe Jones is lying. People were like, no, I got the New York Times. It says we're going to have a violent overthrow of the president and blah, 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 and it's funded by George Soros. Because you can go to the website, and it's the group he funds. We can't go to the Capitol. Armed men show up and point guns at our reporters, and the police say, sorry, they're just allowed to. And it's like little skinny, you know, addled people with guns. This is it. And Trump has gotten a beachhead, but I don't think we're up to something this insane because we're just not even ready to face it. It'd be like if one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eaters landed or something. You wouldn't believe it because it's like when the first ship showed up of Cortez 500 and something years ago in what's Mexico today. Some of the natives couldn't see it. They'd say, do you see that? Only like 1 in 10, the Spanish notice could even, they go, it was so weird, they couldn't even see it. And people say, well, why did people put up with Hitler? They couldn't see it. Or the Soviet, or couldn't see it. Or what's happened in Venezuela, couldn't see it. They can't see it because you've had freedom so long, it's here. They say it's a violent overthrow, and they're just going to turn it. Now it's billboards saying kill the NRA. Now it's kill congressmen. Now it's kill conservatives, and people just put up with it. And it gets worse and worse and worse. Roger had bad Skype on the Sunday show, and he wanted to I wanted to have him back on to respond because I wasn't tearing into him because he lives in Broward County and his son's a sheriff's deputy. And, you know, he was said from knowing the sheriff, he thinks he's not a bad guy. And that doesn't reflect on Roger. I can have my opinions. He can have his. We're not a cult, as everybody knows. But he said I was kicking him around pretty bad, which I don't think I was. But that's fine. I mean, this is for good radio here, good debate. But all these other big separate issues, we'll get into Broward County and the shooting next segment, the short one. We know that for any Russian meddling, and of course the Russians meddle, that's what governments do, the Chinese manipulation is probably, 300-1, 500-1, even the FBI admits that. I mean, 10,000 plus front companies in the 90s. They say it's triple that now. Even Wall Street Journal, New York Times had to admit, Washington Post, that every major state-funded university had basically been taken over by the Chinese government, and now UT just had to remove Chinese intelligence operatives who were on the board of the army. and Chinese intelligence was running UT. So that was, this is sensational. That's the town I live in. The Chinese had operatives running the nuclear reactors, two of them that no one even knows are there. One under UT that funds a whole skunk works down there that hooks into Fort Hood. I'll just say it all. I'm sick of it. I'm gonna stop right there. And the big J.J. Pickle nuke up north is run by the Chinese government right now, basically. We are wide open. God almighty. Roger, this is light your hair on fire, run down the street naked. I mean, they're trying to invoke civil war. They have their mayors everywhere saying MS-13 will not be arrested and resist the police when they come. I mean, we have entered total lunatic land here. What in the hell is going on? We are seeing they're just going ahead with the takeover Hillary already had planned. They're just going ahead with it. And I'm sorry, we've got to stop it now. Did you hear about Apple is now merging with the Chinese government to run their operations from China and is going to give the Chinese government full access to everyone's Apple ID?
No, Alex, the irony here, quite simple, is they're accusing us of fake news. They're using that as their rationale to shut us off of social media in a slow-motion strangulation when they're the ones who are promulgating the false narrative. Jennifer Rubin of the Washington Post kind of gave me a stinky Rubin sandwich laced with Schiff. The claim in the Democrats' memo that the Russians sent documents to some Trump insider for review is then tied unfairly and falsely to me. Let's be very clear. I didn't receive any documents or anything else whatsoever from the Russians.
Roger, let me stop you. But do you understand they're using this to make us respond, to divert us? They want a worldwide ID for a global social score based on the Chinese communist model we first broke 4 years ago. And now they are officially announcing, my friend, that since they can't do it here legally, Apple is moving its main operations to China to direct their new Internet ID global system as a new currency, basically, under the Chinese government. This is the biggest espionage I've ever heard of, and it's just hiding in plain view in Reuters. I mean, this is mega level, man.
Yeah, because what it shows is the people in Silicon Valley are interested in cash and profit over patriotism to their country. They'll engage.
But it's illegal to turn all their customer databases over to an authoritarian government when they won't even give the FBI the code keys to one damn phone.
What we have here is the slow-motion strangulation of the First Amendment. We are being decimated on Facebook. We are being decimated on Twitter. I have firsthand experience there.
You were banned.
They're trying to shut InfoWars off of YouTube. They say that we said that no one died at Parkland. We never said anything of the kind. We did say that children were coached. Tucker Carlson reported the same thing for Fox. The basis for being banned. They are the fake news, and they try to lay it back on us.
You know, I forgot that. Tucker Carlson said more than I said. But, oh, he can, because News Corp behind the scenes is involved in all this, not Tucker. Hey, Tucker, we need all of you to come out and talk about this. Because let me tell you, they're going to shut you down next if they can get us. We'll be right back.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hear that?
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the ATX.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I want to make something 1,000% clear, because people say, oh, you know, the internet censors you. They're allowed to their private companies. No, they operate as utilities. They violate their own rules. They let people bully and attack you. Then they lie about who you are. And foreign globalist-funded groups like CNN, and it's foreign, says they're in my account working with people to shut us down. And we have the New York Times on video saying the same thing. The New York Times liaison to YouTube about how their main job is that they decide what to censor on InfoWars. Tortious interference, the very definition. These big news companies aren't just fake news. They're criminal enterprises involved in dirty tricks, lies, fake events, coaching things. I used to think the people saying it was all crisis actors, a lot of these events and stuff, were full of it. I know a lot of people are on drugs. They end up always protect them. They let them do it. There's always police stand downs in the areas they choose. Yeah, these kids are obviously been scripted. They admit they've been scripted. They're anti-gun. Doesn't mean they're crisis actors. Doesn't mean they're fake. We never said that. And the telltale sign is they never show us saying it. They just say we said it, but that, oh, we're banned. Well, even if we said it, we shouldn't be banned. They're young adults in a public area saying these things. But now I look at all the people saying there are multiple shooters and multiple, quote, army men. We're not saying it's the army. The students call them army men, meaning paramilitary. In there, that there were all these sheriff's cars outside basically being told by somebody to stand down. It's crazy. And when they ban our videos that are eyewitnesses saying multiple shooters and talking about stand downs, and the stand down has been at least partially come out, you have to then ask yourself, what is going on here? Because, you know, they've got billboards still up saying kill members of the NRA. Roger Stone, look, you're right. You've made during the break that Israel has not blamed guns. He's blamed the guy that you know, that the guy was, a mental patient or whatever. And he's pointed out that they've been to his house, but that the people didn't decide to arrest him or whatever. All I know is I see these arrogant statements about, I'm going to give you the exact statements here, there's no one in the country who can't keep you safer than I can. And he says that he does not have any responsibility for the sheriff deputy who refused to respond. You say, well, this guy will get in trouble. He's fired. Man, most of our deputies aren't like this. This is outrageous. You know, just these statements are. I don't want to make it about him because it becomes a distraction. All I know is gun owners are being blamed for what happened. So I want the sheriff to come out and be a champion of the Second Amendment, and then people won't be after his ass. He needs to be clear about this, Roger.
Well, look, it was a surreal feeling watching he and Dana Loesch of the NRA square off because I know both of them. I got to know the Broward County Sheriff when our previous sheriff, a Republican, proved to have been corrupted by the Ponzi schemer Scott Rothstein, and his two top lieutenants went to prison for operating the previous sheriff's office doing political dirty tricks. Now, that said, the real unwritten story here, I think, Alex, is the fact that on one of the occasions that there was a report to the sheriff's office regarding Cruz, he was remanded to the state, the state's Department of Children and Families. He was given medication and mental health counseling, and after 2.5 months, they were certified him as safe to return to school. Why are we not examining the role of these psychotropic drugs, also present in Columbine and other previous mass shootings?
Everyone.
And when we say this, we're accused of being conspiracy theorists or being irresponsible because Big Pharma and the government doesn't want these questions asked.
Exactly. Exactly. So you know the sheriff. I'd tell him to come out and start talking about Big Pharma and be a champion of the Second Amendment if he wants to get himself out of hot water, tell the truth.
Well, here's the thing. Unlike Las Vegas, I think everything that transpired in Parkland is documented by video. We will be able ultimately to sync that video to the timeline of events. Governor Rick Scott has announced that the Florida Department of Law Enforcement will do a complete review of everything that happened that day. There is no question that one officer trained for 37 years, a guy who taught SWAT tactics, froze in the moment. This evidently, according to a psychiatrist, happens on the battlefield as well. It was an epic failure of his duty. The sheriff called him a coward. The president called him a coward. I have not yet seen any evidence that additional officers stood down. Some students have said otherwise. Let's go to the videotape. Let's find out.
Certainly, they shouldn't be banning us off YouTube or banning the videos of the students saying that.
Now, all we want to do here is have a full and open discussion of the issues. Much is made online about a Muslim deputy at the sheriff's department. He was recruited and trained by the previous sheriff, a Republican.
All right, well, moving on from the sheriff in one of thousands of counties. Just in general, though, this is the biggest assault on the Second Amendment I've ever seen, and the racketeering saying that the NRA needs to have its banking credentials pulled and can't operate in business, that's the last thing you do before you round people up. I mean, that is an act of war. It's sanctions. It's an embargo. They're now harassing citizens and gun owners everywhere. I'm getting sick of it, and I don't want to hear Trump, oh, let's raise the age to 21. Oh, let's ban bump stocks. I want him to say there was a stand down. We need to go after mentally ill people. We need to have the background checks enforced. That's been happening. This guy should have been adjudicated to not own firearms. The guy was adjudicated to not own firearms from the church shooting. But the Air Force didn't put that in the database. I mean, we know who these loons are. You start saying, he reportedly said he's going to shoot up the school hundreds of times. You joke around once, you get taken in, you get questioned, you get a week in jail. You say it twice, you know, you get 5 years in prison. You say it three times, you know, we break your neck. I mean, I'm getting tired. I have people all the time threaten to kill me online and you too, publicly, and the government doesn't do jack crap, because it's always in leftist blue cities that they know they can get away with this crap. And it's always in, it's just, these people make me sick, Roger.
Well, let's be very candid. They're using this, whatever happened at Parkland, as an excuse now for their big move to retake control of the political dialogue by shutting down a vibrant, robust alternative media. It's not just us at InfoWars, although we are their main target.
There's a giant purge. There's a giant purge.
It's also Breitbart and Daily Caller and individual bloggers and conservatives and liberty-oriented people on Facebook. And we're being decimated.
And by the way, a lot of people are mad at me because they go, Alex, have us on. I've gotten thousands of emails and calls. Every site I ever went, it's all gone. They're just deleting, and they leave the site, but nothing there. All these big gun sites, veteran sites, shooting club sites, it's all just being deleted. And where's the news on that? See, that's why you know it's really big. There's no coverage of this.
Which is why, in the end, we are going to have to fight this out in all fronts. Fight it out in the courts.
That's my next point. Trump needs an antitrust move. We need a new civil rights thing. We need to let these telecoms know and these big and these Google to stop it, man. Instead, it's CNN and the New York Times bullying them like they're not doing enough. And then again, CNN admits they're running the operation to ban us. If that's not tortious interference, what is, Roger?
Well, more concerning is the fact that the president's son-in-law and his daughter are dining with Google executives. The president needs to wake up. Perhaps they will never censor him, although I wouldn't bet on that.
Oh, they're deep-sixing him everywhere.
They turn down the volume when they censor us. And this is all in preparation for 2018 and 2020. They intend to take it back, but first they must silence our megaphone. First they must close down our voice.
I agree. Give me a document, Cam.
The president needs to order the Assistant Attorney General for Antitrust to bring an action against Google today. That's the short-term answer.
I'm going to draw a little graph here for people just as I see it in my mind. Here's 2018. Okay, here's 2000 over here. 2010. 2015. This is about how the censorship's going. They test stuff. They do these things. Nothing really works. And now it's gone straight up. And you can see, in the increments, it's just going to keep going. And total censorship's about right here. And so they've launched. They have launched, as you said, into 2018, into 2020, to shut everything down, Roger. I mean, it's on.
Does anyone really think that the temporary shutdown of the president's Twitter feed for 11 minutes, that the shutdown of Julian Assange, that the shutdown of Sean Hannity, that these were mistakes because someone spilled Coke on the keyboard? No. They were signs of strength, and they were tests. They are showing what they can do. There are antitrust and monopoly issues. There are First Amendment issues. There are service contract issues. These all need to be explored in the courts, in the Congress, and in front of the administration. And
that's
our
right.
Viewers need to recognize, when you see a great story on InfoWars and you like it, take the link and send it to everyone you know.
By the way, Roger,
they cannot silence all of us.
That's right. I'm so wound up. I've been interrupting a lot because I'm just so angry. But I'm not going to be interrupting any of the next hour because you're going to be hosting. But first, I've got a big announcement in the fourth hour. Spread the links, InfoWars.com/show and all the other live feeds, and tell folks on the local station you're listening to or watching. It's critical to get around the censors.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.